Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. Happy Monday. I'm sick. I don't feel terrible. I don't feel good. I don't feel like being here, but you know what I mean? It's like I'm not like, but I probably sound kind of bad, so we'll just get through it together. Just one of those life moments. So Paul Cook, our very, very good friend, is back for his very first day after beating cancer a second time, after having 18 pounds of his intestines taken out, after spending 2 months flat on his ass trying to recover. And he comes in, and I go give him a hug, and the first thing I say is, I'm sorry, I'm not feeling real well. And it's like I really meant it, like you probably shouldn't be around people because you probably have a compromised immune system, just filling in the blanks of his medical history. And but Trish was standing there. She goes, did you just tell the guy that was just out because they had all of his internal organs taken out that you have a cold? Yeah, I think I did.
Paul, if you could just give me a little extra support today. I'm not feeling well.
Paul, could you give me a tea, please? So yeah, it's great to see Paul back.
He's awesome. It's great to have him back. He has a sign on his studio door that says, I would love to talk to you after my show.
Yeah.
It's a good man to put that up.
Absolutely. We're going to get him on. He and Rach and I had a really interesting talk in our office. And Rach, I don't know if it makes you uncomfortable, but I just ask uncomfortable questions in life. And I was asking him some about his recovery. And I think it really made him stop and think. And they were... His answers were really, really interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't want to share anything here. But I want him to come on the show once he's back into being able to run his show at Y98 and feel good about it. But what an amazing guy. He really is. I've said this. I have several people in my life right now who are battling cancer. And over the years, I've said this. It kind of made people mad. When you'll hear people say, well, you know, they just fought and fought and fought. And I've said, well... I mean, yeah, but what's the alternative? You know, I mean, I doubt very many people just go like, oh, okay, well, I'm gonna lay down and die. But then you see people like Paul who just, it's a real thing. Like he was saying that the first few days in the hospital, he had pain so bad that it was beyond anything he could have even imagined.
Wow.
And I'm like, how did you get through it? And that's when he stopped and thought about it. He's like, wow. I mean, there really is something to how many gears you have. And I think something like, you don't know how many gears you have until something like that happens. And then you find out. Same like with combat. You know, I've never served a day in the military in my life. I'm kind of a military buff, so I've read a lot of things about battles, mostly like Civil War battles. I would like to think that I'm the guy making the charge, but I might be the guy that's stopping halfway through Pickett's charge and hunkering down and crying. I have no idea. Never been tested. So... something to be said for that. Are we on the air? I feel like I'm not on the air. You guys are just staring at me. Am I saying crazy things for my cold
like
medicine?
Laying down like serious stuff, and we're just listening.
All right.
There's got to be something to that. I mean, that's what I was thinking about with the bedside manner thing. Like, if bedside manner didn't matter, then you could just have doctors come in and do their thing. But bedside manner does matter because people need encouragement.
Yeah.
So, you know, having the will to fight through something really does matter.
Yeah. When my mom was in the hospital back during the summer when she fell at my sister's, like I saw her fall and she fell backwards against the Jeep and she's 92 and it hurt her chest. She twisted it and her chest was the main thing hurting. And this Jack Hole doctor at Alt Memorial came in to see her because he was doing rounds and was really mean to her. Like, oh, you didn't hit your chest, or you hit your chest. And she's like, no, I fell backwards. He's like, no. Your chest wouldn't be hurting if you didn't fall on your chest. I'm sure you fell on your chest. And just something as simple as that. And I get that people get annoyed. Doctors get annoyed more than most because you have more things to annoy you. But things, even just
but you should also
like
be
that,
more used to it.
Absolutely.
You're a doctor.
I'm telling a 92-year-old woman she doesn't know how she fell. Anywho. So here we are. Mm-hmm. All the fanfare is over.
Mm-hmm.
It's like getting married and all the hoopla. And then you're just like, no, now what do we do?
Yeah.
Now we just
got me into bed. Now you've seen my jelly rolls. Is that inappropriate?
I think we're all just coming to terms with that image.
Yeah. We're all realizing that we're stuck with this configuration.
Yeah, now I can say whatever I want.
Over the weekend, Nick was asking me about you, and I was telling him what I knew, and he's like, what does he look like? Is it what's in my head? So I Googled you, and surprisingly, there's a whole lot of pictures of you.
Really?
And there are a bunch of videos from your failed television show. And so I showed him episode one, and he just does this. He goes, yep.
Wait, which season? Are you talking about Songstage?
First one.
Season one. I can't even remember what that was. There was some pretty good comedy in there, wasn't there?
You didn't even try.
I didn't?
You were very straightforward.
Huh.
Hello, I'm Ryan Wiggins. This is a singing competition, and away with the singing.
Yeah, yeah. That was the show open. Yeah.
It was quite, yeah. I didn't watch more than that.
Well, we did some like 15-minute versions that probably edited out all the funny because it was just like exactly what you needed to see the show.
Gotcha.
So the half-hour show, we had a lot of fluff.
Killing.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Rach, how you feeling?
I feel good. Nothing's really changed for me other than not running the board right now. We're still transitioning, so it kind of feels like a normal day, except I'm over here.
Tony, you good?
I'm fine. Nothing new here.
So you know how when I go to my mom's, I always come back with treasures?
Yes.
This one I found in my home.
One of my favorite things that I have stolen from you. Every time I go over there, I go in the basement.
Treasure hunting?
And I go treasure hunting. Yeah. Yep.
This one came from my own home over the weekend. Nick, God love him. He had 6 months to get his real estate license stuff in, and he realized, like, oh, I have, like, a day. And so he couldn't find it, and so it was me and Nick and Phoebe looking for it. So you know how
I bet Phoebe had some...
Well, you know how frightened I am of Phoebe. I just, yeah. Like, I knock on that door the same way that Father Karras did the Exorcist door. And so Nick was freaking the hell out. Mm-hmm. And so I knock on her door, and she's like, what? And I'm like, get up! And she goes, why? And I'm like, get up! And so then she's out there, and I'm like, your brother's going to have to take the real estate test again. We have to find this thing. I'm like, we're not going to find it. You know. So anyway.
But we have to pretend.
We have to pretend we're going to find it. Anyway, I'm looking.
Did she lecture him?
No, but she judged him hard.
Oh, so just a look, I'm sure.
I'm
was
looking
enough.
Through cabinets I haven't opened maybe ever.
Which she would not have put him in.
No, but it, right. You know how it is when you've lost
you gotta
something.
You got to put on a show.
Yeah, you got to be, and you want to be the one to find it.
Yeah.
You want to be the one to be like, here it is. It's in the toilet. Anyway, I found this.
Yes?
This is the one-page, very first poison pen before I started the show in 2000.
Nice. That's
like cool. Ideas for a show?
Yes, for a
whatever
show.
Your show was going to be.
Beautiful. Yes. That's amazing.
Isn't that something? I
that
had no
is
idea.
Amazing.
I had stuck this away.
Yeah.
I would love it if you found some gem on there that you're 18 years later or whatever. You're like, oh, that was good. I never got around to that one.
Well, you know, here's the thing. What it shows me is that my story's a little bit off because my story has always been that they hired me to do a legal call-in show, and I did it for 6 months, and I did the Slew show.
Mm-hmm.
But this shows me, and now it kind of reminds me, that I had planned this the whole time. It was a Trojan horse. I knew I wasn't going to be here 19 years later doing a legal call-in show. So I was planning things like idea number 9 is a paranormal segment.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, kind of cool? Just the fact that, you know.
I don't think your story has changed.
No,
when
but
you've gotten in depth about it, you've said before that you had no intention of doing
a legal
call-in show for the...
Yeah, I think you were probably just scared, and so you were sticking with
I think the
what
short version of the story is I did a legal call-in show, into the. But whenever you've gotten in depth about it, you've admitted that you had no intention of doing a legal call-in show forever and that you wanted to be... that you wanted to do more comedy and stuff.
This just really makes me laugh.
That's amazing. That is great.
Well, remember when we were cleaning out the office at the powerhouse, you found like your letter to Rick Bayless.
Joe Rush.
Oh, yeah, to Joe Rush about what your show would be if he would let you have a show.
Here's what happened. I was supposed to be on 97.1. Steve and DC were going to be the morning show. And then they backed out. They got cold feet. Because they wanted to stay or go to...
Headlines. It's on the
sheet. I know, right? They wanted to go on 96. Kix 96. Yep. So the whole thing was over. And Joe had to come to me and say, sorry, we're not going to have a show. So I did this two-page, very professional, typed out on my legal letterhead, pitching a weekend show. Like, kind of like the Weekend Report. Yeah. Very much like the Weekend Report.
Yeah.
And that's the one I still have.
Nice.
Yep.
I've got a sheet just like that from like way back when I first started doing the show with you guys like 3 weeks ago that now I look at it, I'm like, this is so silly.
when we cleaned out everything at MS, I found a letter from when MS bought the Point and took me off the Point full time and made me a weekend jock on the Point and the Mall. Les Aaron, who was doing mornings for the Mall at the time, wrote me a letter of recommendation to join his morning show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, cool.
And I found that letter.
That's neat.
I'm a big Les fan. I loved whenever he did the new music show.
Oh, yeah.
That was when I was in college, he was doing it, and I would just rip off, because I was a music director at my college station, I would just rip him off all the time because I loved that show.
He was great.
He's the nicest guy.
Oh. Was he?
Oh, yeah.
It was funny. I was just thinking about him the other day.
He's so
I think
great.
Thinking about the fact that you worked there, I always wondered, this is a weird thought, but I was probably like 14, 15 when I was listening to him. Mm-hmm. I always thought like, I wonder if he's a real person. Isn't that a weird, like just probably because he was British.
Yeah. He didn't seem like a real person though.
He,
of all that, like Corcoran and Radio Rich and all those guys, Mark Close, he was the one that freaked me out the most. Because I listened to him, but he would every day be like, oh, hello, Dave.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how you doing, mate?
He was just so like, great.
Sir, what are you doing in St. Louis?
Yeah. How often do you run into somebody who has an accent from anywhere in St. Louis?
Pretty rarely. Honestly.
Very rarely.
He would give the soccer scores regularly.
Yeah, like anybody
like
cared.
Anybody cared. Like the English League soccer scores. Like he was such a unique character. He was the one that was on the air. I never made it to my 21st birthday party because the pre-party almost killed me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was I think I turned 21 on a Saturday. And so we were going to go out on Saturday night. But on Friday night, we had a party at my friend's apartment as a sort of pre-party. And that was when I bit a hole in Donnie Fandango's shirt and don't remember most of the night. But I had an air shift on the Point on Saturday afternoon, and I got there and I must have looked like I was dead, and I was taking, and that was like when you had to, when we were playing music by C, you couldn't just sit there and let the computer do it like you can now. You had to be moving and pressing buttons and getting things ready the whole time you were on the air. And I walked in and I was taking over for Les, and he looked at me. And I must have just looked absolutely terrible. And he goes, what's the matter, mate? And I said, it was my 21st birthday last night. And he goes, oh, bless your cotton socks. I was like, thank you, Les, you understand.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. You guys proud of me for how I'm soldiering on, even though I'm sick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Actually, are you finding inspiration in it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what? The next really, really hard thing I have to do, I'll just... What would Dave do?
You know, today's the Sweet 16 of the best movies about sick people, and I just can't wait. In about 10 years, I'll be able to add the movie that they're going to make about your life today.
Thank you.
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So,
called 5619.
Mm.
The story of Dave Glover.
Hi, Sue. I'm sick.
Hi. Yeah.
Today is the day that people start wondering. WWDD.
You're quite the martyr.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Being sick over the weekend, I went down the biggest Bigfoot hole
Oh, no.
Maybe anyone ever has.
Yes.
That's a bold statement from you.
I mean, just.
Are you more sure that there is a Bigfoot out there or less sure that there's a Bigfoot out there after your intense research?
I am 99.9% sure that the Patterson film is real.
Yes.
Because I watched every person who's ever done anything on it. I'm listening to that podcast, Astonishing Legends, where they do this 6-hour treatment of just the film, and all the different kinesiologists and all the anthropologists and the length between the knee and the ankle and the blah and the blah and the blah. So I can't speak to any other Bigfoot sighting, but that one I'm now an amateur expert on, and I believe that that was a Bigfoot. I really do.
Yes.
There's no way in 1967 they had the technology to make a suit anything like that. Not even close. Honestly, I'm not even kidding. That makes me want to be like, Intercom, sorry. I know I've only been in my new contract for 30 days, but I got to go. I got to go find Bigfoot.
Listen, if I ever win Powerball and we have millions.
Take me with you.
You and I are going out and we are
our families.
Spending millions to get the...
We'll get him.
Because it's never been done.
No.
Nobody's ever taken resources.
It'd be like the Lindbergh thing.
Yeah. And you guys got to fly over Antarctica.
Nobody.
Do that too.
Yeah, that's fine. Put that on the list.
That's where he is.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah. That's
What's flying
point.
Over Antarctica? What's that about?
Flat Earth.
Oh, okay.
You missed that whole thing?
No, I heard some of it, but I didn't hear that.
You know what I watched this weekend? Passengers.
Did you like it?
For the first time?
Yes.
It's a good movie.
What
Holy
did you think?
Cow. I kind of loved it.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really went down. Wow.
I might watch it again. 128th time you've seen it.
Do you think he's a monster for waking her up or not?
I don't know. I went around and around, and finally I decided, listen, if he did not have her to help him, you know, when the ship was going to go, then everybody would have died.
Yeah. I think Passengers is such a great jumping off point to talk about just people, because here's what you need to know about me. If I'm Chris Pratt in Passengers, I wake up my first person by lunch. And
that's true. I can see that.
And then when I finally get around to waking you up, you're like, wow, 38 pods are empty. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I must have miscounted. I'm waking everybody up and then smooshing them once I'm tired of you.
Yeah, kill
once,
them.
Like, I notice you smell like soup. You're out the thing. Out
like
the poop
you're
shoot.
Killing them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, duh.
Do you ever seen Passengers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, the thing where they just like, can suck you out the poop chute, I'll just be like, hey, I think I saw your tennis shoes out there, and then gone. Then I'm like, okay, and I'm going to wake up this guy.
Yep. Wow.
You would wake people up, get bored with them, and kill them.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds terrible.
Okay.
And never pay the price.
Yeah, I mean, you got nothing to lose.
Right.
Except your
Well, am
soul.
I right, though? Everybody would have died.
if you believe
everyone would have died.
But that is saying that the ends justify the means. He had no idea.
He didn't know.
Yeah,
the ship was
woke
damaged.
Her up for 100% selfish reasons.
Well, that's true.
Oh, he's a monster. I'm just saying I'm a bigger one.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he didn't poop shoot anybody, but she was the only
one.
Yeah,
you don't
there.
Know what they did.
Yeah, there's like, a lot that happened off camera.
Don't judge.
This is my big problem with Passengers. So Jennifer Lawrence's character is an author.
Yeah.
So to have something to write about, she goes to the homestead. So everyone she ever knows that would have read the article and been interested in it is going to be dead. So she's writing an article about going to the homestead with a bunch of other people who went to the homestead.
And then she's coming back.
Yeah.
But the problem is, by the time you get back, it's
everybody
like,
knows long gone.
If you've been, if you showed up right now and you're like, I got the best book on the Civil War. You're like,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just never got that.
No, there are a couple plot
Here's
holes.
Here's the other thing. If there was only enough food for people, you know, the month or so before they went to sleep and the month or so after they went to sleep, how could they just get food unlimited?
Well, there's hundreds,
of, hundreds of people.
I 5, guess, 000. But...
Yeah.
So they're eating for all... They're eating all their food. Yeah. I went through that too, Rachel.
I guess they must have hacked
it's
it in some way.
It's an awfully nice ship.
Yeah,
like, with
is.
A lot of amenities for something that you're not... That you're going to be
for
awake
months.
On
yeah.
for a very
with
short
a pretty
period of time.
Small pool.
Like, you don't need all of that.
That's
for
true.
All those people.
That's true. Here's a question... How did he create the garden?
Because downstairs, when he found her the flowers, they had every kind of plant.
Oh, okay.
So they could plant them on Homestead 2.
Okay.
And he was just like, screw you, Homestead 2.
Yeah.
Then he just planted
care.
Them.
Pretty selfish.
Do you think they had kids?
I don't think so, because that would have truly been monstrous. Because now you're dooming
these kids.
Well,
the kids would have made it,
right? Yeah, the kids would have made it.
They would have been old, but they would have made it.
Yeah.
But have been raised by the 5,000 people.
I thought, not to give away the end, but I didn't think they could.
Have kids?
Why? Not,
yeah, I thought the ending was that they had a fertility test. No, I thought the ending was that they
the very end.
Yeah, they just were like, let's have a fertility test.
She's going in the bathroom with the stick. And
we dodged a bullet.
Where did that come from?
No, I thought there was like something going on. Isn't it about the ship and they're sort of like trying to save it at the end without spoiling it?
Yeah.
But then what does that have to do with fertility?
Okay.
Yeah, just say spoiler alert.
She doesn't save the ship and they go, spoiler alert. Now
I thought that they had to sacrifice themselves at the end to save the ship.
No.
No.
Okay.
They're both alive and well.
So did you watch the ending of it, Wiggins?
Did you watch the beginning?
It's kind
of
long.
So you thought there was a fertility issue because they were dead?
Yes. That's what I was saying. I thought that they didn't make it through the end of the movie.
Sue, would you wake somebody up?
I don't know. You know, obviously you can't know. I, for a while, thought that the bartender somehow was evil and that he was bringing down the ship and recoding everything.
That would have been cool. That would have been cool.
No.
I read too many mysteries.
I thought I was dark.
Why was he awake the whole trip?
Yeah, that bothers me,
right?
too.
Your stuff is way darker than Sue's. Sue is just suggesting there might be a plot point with the ship.
Yeah, should have just been turned.
Yours is like, I just want to wake people up and kill them.
He should have turned off. Android.
Right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's 90 years of wasted glass cleaning.
Yeah.
The only thing I've been able to get around that is that he somehow automatically
when somebody's awake,
turned
he
on
knows.
When somebody's awake.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah. That could be.
I turn it off because I own the 4K version. I paid $21.99 for it like 6 months ago.
Whoa.
So I turn it off once he's about to dime him. For waking her up.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
that, I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't Agreed. Like them.
Oh, after the consequences.
Yeah. I don't like them fighting.
Nope, me either.
And the whole thing about saving the, I don't care.
Nope, me either.
I don't like the fires.
You clearly don't care about the people on that
no.
ship.
Yeah.
You made that very
no.
clear.
Nope, no. She's going to poop hole.
I agree.
Here's the
Not
question
poop
I have.
Hole. Jeez, you can't even say
shoot,
that on the
poop,
air.
Shoot him. Here's the question I have.
You're just going to poop hole him.
Why?
It's a very different procedure.
Yeah, that was bad. Why did
I wake up and this son of a bitch is poop holding me?
Why did the what's the bartender's name again? Alfred? No.
No. I don't even know why you're
anyway,
talking.
My remember. Point to you is this. Why did he turn on him and tell her?
He thought she said something that he thought gave away
he
that
said,
she knew.
We have no secrets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh.
yeah.
And he said, is that true? And he
yeah.
said, you heard the lady.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yes, that's it.
Then he turned slightly
said,
to his left.
She said, there are no secrets between us. Then the android said, is that true? And he said, yes, it's true. So then that was confirmation to the android
that he
had
say.
Told her.
I got you.
Even though he said he would keep it a secret, and then that blew it.
I'm just picturing someone who hasn't listened to the show in like 3 years because
right.
they were tired of passengers flipping the station
oh,
sorry. And being like,
sorry.
Are
All right, I'm
you
going back
kidding
to,
me?
Yeah, they're still doing this. Seriously, last thing.
Okay.
There's only two options, right? You wake somebody else, you wake somebody up, or you kill yourself. Right?
Well.
Because you're not going to live 90 years alone.
Maybe you do.
I mean, some people
no.
have.
I think I could.
There have been monks who've lived up in
but
the mountains.
But they weren't monks.
Well, true.
Monks
I mean,
were still people.
Job.
Monks were
none of them
people.
Were. None of them
you
had made that. None of them had made that dedication to
I
live
could do
alone.
I because I got my android friend. I've got food. And I've got the cool pool.
But you can live, but would you, I mean,
yeah,
yeah
but
you
could
just,
go. You could just go look at everyone and like admire
you'd go
them.
Crazy.
You could make
crazy.
Okay. Real question: if you're single, do you open?
And you want to mingle?
Do you wake someone up from the opposite sex or whatever sex you're attracted to, out of the hopes that you have this full life together, or knowing that most romantic relationships end badly and most friendships don't? Do you just go for, like, a pal?
Ooh.
I think you're waking someone up, so you're ultimately violating the trust from Look, the beginning of the relationship.
Truth is, you want just want honesty?
You want somebody hot.
Yeah.
You're waking up
yes.
the hottest chick on the thing.
Yes.
I mean, let's, come on.
That's just
okay,
how
we
it
can
is.
All like,
sit here, we can
I
all
feel so
sit
much
here
better.
And act like we're this the, that we're so
yes.
great and we're above everything.
Ooh, she's
da-da-da.
A Buddhist.
But we're, no. No, if you're going to go, if you've just had it and you're like, I've got to wake somebody up, You're waking up the hottest person you can find.
I would wake up Chris Pratt in a heartbeat.
But you realize, in real life, the guy's not going to look like Chris Pratt. So it's going to be someone who's gone a year.
No, it's
going to
look like Tony Colombo because it's me.
And you're going to be crazy.
Waking up the hottest chick.
You're going to be insane after a year of being alone. And you're going to be like, wake up. And then she's going to wake up and be terrified of you.
Right?
And it's not going to go
but
well.
But it's still going to happen.
I thought about this, too.
That's still
so
what's
you wake
happen.
Up the hottest chick there.
Yeah.
Who, in any other circumstance, wouldn't even look at you twice.
But now you're trapping. Right. Her into loving you forever.
Yes.
Well, no. But what I'm saying is, time's on your side.
Let's be honest.
Yes,
time's
exactly.
on your side.
Yes.
She's gonna. Yeah. Eventually, as we saw in the movie.
Yeah.
They're gonna. And you know what? Wake up the second hottest chick, just so there's this. Then they get when one starts liking you, the other one gets mad about it.
Yeah. Throw the other one out the poop chute.
What stopped them from waking up the hottest dude?
They don't know how to do that.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to teach them how to wake up.
Oh, hell no. Fully holding them hostage.
You're in trouble if you're a dude and you're into dudes.
Another
dude
wakes up.
The chances that you're going to wake up a gay dude, not very good.
You can look at their bio.
It might say that on the bio.
You can look at their bio?
Yeah.
I forget.
Again, time's on your side.
Right. That's a good point.
This person has no choice but to follow.
That's a lot of time.
Listen, you could all say what you want to say. What I just said is what 99% of people would do.
And
they would get lonely, get crazy, and go and find the hottest person and wake them up. That's what human nature would
do. And I think if you do that, you lay it out front. You say, I needed to wake you up so that we could try to fix the ship. And I think there's something. Yeah, but you know,
make
he knew. He saw like lights flash, right? Obviously, something was wrong
Something's
if
wrong.
He woke up.
Say it from the get go.
Say
I needed to wake
get-go.
You up because you're real hot.
You're an author and you're hot, and I knew that you'd be the one that could help fix the ship.
Correct.
There's about 400 technicians still sleeping. But we
right.
left
you.
Them, but you were the one
smarter.
I needed to wake up to help.
Yes.
When
fix
I
the
saw
ship.
Your boobs. I knew that you're the only one that could save this
if
ship.
If nobody else wants to be honest, that's fine with me. But what I just said is the truth and everybody knows it.
That's right.
Right, Sue?
Yes!
Thank you, Sue.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, DGS. We have the Sweet 16 coming up in a couple of hours. We have Jim Talent coming up in 1 hour, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, we haven't talked to Jim in a while.
And we have all this stuff for Ran, and, you know, so that'll be great for him. Okay, back to passengers. No.
Yeah, let's go.
Jeff Allen walked in and said, if you'd have told me 6 months ago when I hired Sue Thomas that at any point she would say poop hole, I would have called you a liar to your face.
I said I meant shoot.
However.
Yeah, it didn't.
If he would have thought about that just a little bit more, he should have known that anybody that is on this show for any period
you're
of time.
You're going to crack.
Is broken, ruined, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sue's just kind of the latest.
Wiggins will be drunk on the air by July.
Oh, yeah.
I was just trying to say what Dave had already said.
We won't even.
Okay.
You're going to be saying
Wiggins
poop.
Won't even recognize himself in the mirror
and
by Christmas. By Christmas, he won't even recognize himself.
No.
I'm going to look that bad? Like you guys are going to physically
gonna
wear
see,
me down?
You're going to see through the reflection and into the soul of the person that used to be there.
Wow.
And go, what happened to me?
Yeah.
Wiggins, you used to be a good man.
I'm going
to
say, I am a poop hole of my former self.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, that echoes a conversation I had once about the star of the movie Deep Throat. Have you ever seen her recently?
No.
She looks a million years old.
Well, she probably is.
Well, that's true. So never mind. Wasted conversation.
It's a porno movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah. As opposed to?
I just don't understand.
She's clarifying.
What year did that come out?
Wiggins took us there.
Wiggins just went to it. It wasn't like
Wiggins was just talking about the porn actress.
Why was that movie mainstream? Why is that the one adult film?
Because of Watergate?
You always hear people like that was in regular movie theaters. Mm-hmm. It was the one mainstream. Like, what was it about that movie?
Let's Google it.
Was the reason that that happened? Was it like movie?
Sounds like Wiggins knows.
Was tell us, Ryan.
I'm going in.
Were production companies thinking like maybe this is something that the general public is ready to accept and we're going to release this movie into regular theaters and see how it does? And
I don't know.
Like, why is that the one movie that was...
Sue and Rachel are Googling Deep Throat right
now. I'm not
going to
do it. I'm going to let her do it.
My Google is
you're on a work computer, so
is
last year Tony was Googling how do you join Al Qaeda
and how to build a bomb
ISIS.
Ooh, there were sequels and remakes.
Yeah, that's a good question though, Tony, and I don't know why that's so well known or why it's a thing.
Well, it was in regular theaters, right?
Oh, I don't know.
It was in drive-in theaters. I know that because people would say that they like people who were kids at the time said they would sneak and watch. The drive-in theater, like over the fence.
Who was the presidential candidate
Nixon.
Like 2 weeks ago that said I brought my mom?
Oh, was that Hickenlooper?
Oh yeah,
Hickenlooper.
Yeah, I was. I had that in my head, and I couldn't remember what that was apropos of. And they stayed for the whole movie
with his mom.
Yeah, that's come on.
Yeah, that had to be. Actually, maybe it was real.
From what I'm able to gather just from this article I'm reading and Wikipedia, it was just that popular. It did really well, and people told each other about it, and then it started being released in mainstream theaters.
The rating system, you can have X-rated movies in regular theaters.
Was it just a counterculture thing? Like, at the right moment, like, yeah, let's do an X-ray movie.
I have a question.
Do you want the first sentence of the plot?
Sure.
Yeah.
A sexually frustrated woman asks her friend for advice on how to achieve an orgasm.
Same as Godfather.
Mm-hmm. So let's put that in every theater in America. Like, I don't understand why it was
mom.
Such a...
Yeah.
Who saw it with his mom?
Hickenlooper.
I think it was Hickenlooper, yeah. That sounds right.
Yikes. What was your question, Dave?
It's sort of like a ripoff of Rachel's big question. I thought about this over the weekend. I'd love Twitter to respond. Again, I apologize for being sick. What is the last thing you feel like you really failed at? It could be a big thing. It could be a little thing. But what's the last thing, looking back, where you go, you know what? I failed at that.
That you really tried to do.
Yeah. You want me to start out?
Yes, please.
I don't know why I failed at this, but I evidently failed at hosting Kilmeade Show for him.
No, you did not.
Well, I thought I did really well.
Yeah, I did too.
Rach thought I did really well. Their producers thought we did really well, but evidently someone didn't think we did really well because not only have we not been asked to be back on again, but there's just been like radio silence.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had three or four of the jackholes who fill in for him, who I think are terrible since then. So I think I failed at that. And yeah. I don't know why. I felt good about it, but I obviously didn't give them what they wanted.
I have a hypothesis as to why they have not called you back.
Mm.
You did a great job, but the people who are tuning in to Kilmeade, they want to hear conservative politics. Mm. And that isn't really what you did.
Yeah.
You did really great. I listened to the whole thing. I loved it. And that was before I even
Rocky
really knew
Sickman.
You.
I mean, anybody in America who didn't like that Rocky Sickman segment is not human.
Especially for
that
Veterans
was incredible.
Day. It's not like you did it out of nowhere. It was a show that we designed around Veterans Day because it was Veterans Day. So
yeah, and that's the most conservative pundit Dave Glover can get. Like, I didn't do Passengers and Poop Holes, you know? I mean,
Maybe that's why they didn't call you back.
I was pretty buttoned up.
No, you were.
For that show.
Yeah. I thought you did great.
But no, that would be my last, like, yep, I failed at that.
Yeah. I don't think you failed. I really don't think. I hope you don't feel like you failed.
Well, in all, I mean, any show that doesn't just stick to one basic premise, topic, way of doing things is not going to have mass appeal.
Yep.
Yep.
And so you doing comedy.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
You doing comedy one segment and then doing something serious the next segment is just not what people across the board are prepared for.
I agree with Ryan. I don't think you failed. I think if you would have succeeded, you would have been betraying yourself. You would have been doing a show that you would never normally do. You would have been bending over backwards to be someone that you're not. So I don't think you failed at all. I don't think it was, wow, that was a bad show. Not at all. Maybe you didn't succeed in that you haven't been asked back, but that doesn't mean that you failed.
How were the ratings? That would be one way to tell.
It'd be really tough because you're comparing Veterans Day versus other days.
Yeah, they could take it to, from Veterans Day the year before just to say, hey, you know, is this guy? I don't think that's failing.
Anyone else got anything?
How big picture is? Are you talking about like last time you really felt like you failed at something large or last time you felt like you failed, period?
Anything at all.
Well, every time I yell at my kids, I feel like I failed. Not like, oh, you got mad at them because they did something wrong, but just, you know, you get frustrated and you're angry over something stupid.
Yeah.
Every time that happens, I feel like a failure. And that happened this morning.
Like, give us the context.
All day I fail.
Yeah. My daughter woke up way too early. She has a bunk bed and she puts curtains around it so that she can feel like she's in like a cave.
Aww. Yes.
And, right?
I'm digging it.
It's pretty cool. and my son sleeps in the top bunk and he sleeps like a rock. Like he cannot be woken up. Mm-hmm. She wakes up at the drop of a hat. And so her curtain, which is actually a blanket, just fell down and it woke her up. And she was like, I cannot sleep without my blanket up. So she comes downstairs. This is like before 6. And so she comes downstairs and wakes me up and was like, I need my curtain. I can't go to sleep. And guess what? I'm not getting up. So I'm like, then you just come sleep with me. And so she got into bed and then she starts like, Daddy, Daddy, Daddy. And I'm like, no.
You're right. You're a monster.
Yeah, I know. So I failed at that.
Mine are pretty boring. Like I have really tried to learn how to do basic car maintenance. I mean, above and beyond like oil change and changing sparks or, you know, or whatever. And I can't do it. I have tried. I can't learn.
I'll tell you about my failures at 4 o'clock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.